But right now, let's go to Edmonton. Let's go inside the Hub City and on the Bob Steak and Chop House hotline. We will welcome Stars defenseman Jamie Oleksiak to the program. Jamie, good morning. How are you, sir?
Morning, guys. I'm pretty good. How about yourselves?
Good, man. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
So, first off, I just want to say congratulations. I know the job is not done, but we always say in the beginning of every season, the goal is to make it to the Stanley Cup Final and give yourself a chance to win the ultimate trophy, and you guys have done that. And it feels so long ago when you start training camp and you start setting those goals, and with the pause in action for the pandemic and you guys getting back and inside the bubble, that's been a long, hard road, man. So that's what I want to say. First off, congratulations, and there's four more to go.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a memorable ride, and seems like this year has kind of gone on forever, but, you know, we're excited to, you know, hopefully top it off with a cherry, right?
Jamie, this is Norm Hitzkus, and this is a really, really good hockey team. We knew this was a good hockey team in October, so I know it's wonderful to be in the Final Four, but does this come as much of a surprise to the club itself that you've reached the Final Four?
I wouldn't really say it was a surprise. I mean, I think our goal has always been the Stanley Cup. And I think we've always liked the group we've had in our locker room. And I think, you know, we've obviously had our ups and downs, but I think going through those tough times, those stretches where we haven't, you know, playing our best, has kind of brought us together. And, you know, I think we've learned from our experiences, and we have a lot of experience in general on our team. And I think that's been huge for us in playoffs. I think, you know, guys like Pavelski and Perry, and, you know, guys that have kind of been there, and they've been great for us.
I want to take the stoppage in play out of it, but it's going to be hard to exclude this. But have you ever been a part of a season that's had so many ups and downs? And I'm not even talking about the stoppage with the start, the start you guys had, and then you guys get on a hot streak, and then you let go of your coach, and then you're not playing well going into the stoppage, and then the bubble, and it's just, it has to be crazy to think about this roller coaster ride this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a crazy new world to think about, you know, where we were at training camp and where we're at now is, you know, it's mind-boggling. So I think, you know, it's been pretty fun to reflect on. And I think, like I said, we want to kind of finish it off on a high note here. So, you know, I think it's a credit to the group, just how much adversity we face and how we've kind of been able to push through it. Right.
You've eliminated really good hockey teams. Colorado is a good hockey team. Las Vegas is a good hockey team. And I wonder something about the celebration the other night. As wonderful as it is, do you wish that family and friends could have been a part of it, that you could have had the ones you're close to around you to celebrate what you've accomplished?
100%. It's obviously tough in a way for the family and not be able to share those big moments with them. But, you know, I think we came here to do a job, and we're pretty set on doing it. And I think the teams that are successful are, you know, you have to be able to put those emotions to the side and, like I said, stay focused. So it's definitely hard, but hopefully we'll be able to celebrate the big win with them. And, you know, I think we all know that they're here with us in spirits. You know, obviously being able to do Zoom calls with the family is huge, and it'd be nice to have them here, but it is what it is, I guess.
Stars defenseman Jamie Oleksiak joining us from Edmonton as the Stars prepare for the Stanley Cup Final. I want to just go back to the first round of these playoffs, and you guys are playing Calgary, and you guys are 12 seconds away from going down 3-1, and it's Joe Pavelski with the goal, and then you guys win it in overtime. It has to seem so long ago, but it feels as though every time in these playoffs you guys need something big to happen, it's take your pick. You have no idea who's going to step up. Hudobin's been great. Jamie Benn's been the trendsetter. But you guys have said, all right, this guy's going to show up this day. This guy's going to show up this day. It just feels like the team is doing its thing right now.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like I said, I think going through the adversity throughout the year has definitely helped us and let us know, you know, given us confidence that even if we're down a couple goals or whatever the situation is in the game, as long as we stick to what gives us success, I think we're going to find a favorable outcome, right? And, I mean, like I said, I think experience is huge in playoffs, and guys like Pavelski and Perry and Khudobin have, you know, they've all have those experience. And I think, like I said, it's been huge for us in playoffs. I mean, those guys are always so calm, and no matter what the situation is, they're dialed in. So it's definitely, I think the whole group feeds off of that, and they've come up for us in big moments, right?
Your opponent could be determined tonight. Tampa Bay tries to close out the Islanders. Are you allowed to go to that game?
Yeah, as far as I know, unless they've changed something, you know, our hotel's attached to the rink, so it's pretty easy just to walk over there and sit in the stands. So, I don't know, we have planned, I'm sure, if we got time off, you know, the boys will head over there and watch at least a period or something. But we're definitely watching that series very eagerly.
So you're allowed in that arena to watch the game?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, okay. I think we can go over there and watch it in the stands. I mean, must have changed something, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure we're able to.
You know, Donnie, I asked that because if they weren't allowed and Jamie wanted to sneak in, it may be harder for him to sneak in than anybody else on this club.
Yeah, kind of stick out like a sore thumb.
Jamie, we all love, and we've seen the videos from the locker room after wins when you guys exchanged the chain, and it started with the "We're not going home," and I think we've all adopted that. That was a Jamie Benn thing, right? We're not going home.
Yeah, I think it came from one of our video meetings, and we watched, you know, that Wolf of Wall Street clip. You know, where they said we're not. He had that big speech there, and he said we're not going home at the end, and it's kind of stuck. So it's kind of been a bit of a mentality we've had, and obviously been a lot of fun.
It fires everyone up around here. It's great.
Yeah.
And especially with Khudobin, after the Golden Knights victory, you guys win the series, and he yelled, "We're not going home." I guess we need to talk about that guy, because you always can go into – sometimes hockey doesn't hold to form as far as you know, the better team winning. You guys have had the best player on the ice by far this entire playoff series with Khudobin, and he's been fantastic. He seems like such a lovable, huggable guy, but when it gets down to it, he is doing the things to have you guys advance. And just talk about him for a second and how great he's been and how much you guys trust him to lead you guys to the promised land.
Right. I mean, his play has definitely spoken for itself, I think. And he's a guy on the ice. He always seems to be having so much fun, and he's always just enjoying the moment. And I think our whole team kind of feeds off that energy, and, you know, especially the decor. You know, you see how hard he's playing out there and how much fun he's having. And I think we, you know, we try and work hard for him, and I think he keeps things light, keeps things pretty fun and interesting. And, he's definitely doing something special these playoffs. So, like I said, I think he's, it's nice though when you got a guy back there that'll, you know, help you out when you need it. And he's definitely been very reliable. And, you know, I think he's really embracing the moment, as we all are.
Stars defensemen have had an incredible playoff run scoring. Now, normally that means Haskinen or Klingberg. But if you would, take us back to you beating Robin Lehner for a goal in the Vegas series.
Yeah, that was one I'm going to remember for a while, for sure. But I blocked a shot there, and then it went to Como, and then he gave it over to Miro, and, you know, Miro did his thing, found the open guy, streaking down the middle. I think Stone lost an edge or something, and I wouldn't say it was the fastest breakaway. I mean, it kind of looked like I was pulling a trailer, but... was able to finish it off, and, you know, I was really tired, so it was kind of hard to celebrate, but I'm glad it went in and kind of got a favorable bounce there off the pad, and like I said, it's something I'm going to remember for a long time.
Jamie, you guys instinctively blocked those shots, and me sitting at home on my couch watching, I can't believe you guys are putting yourselves in harm's way like that when they're shooting a puck 85, 90 miles an hour. It's something that you're not thinking about, but that's your job. But the courage you have, you guys have to stand there and block those shots, that is incredible to me, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's playoff hockey for you. I think, you know, and then again, I think a lot of it is due with Khudobin and just how hard he works. And, you know, I think it kind of makes our whole group want to work just a little bit harder for him. You know what I mean? And you want to get in front of those shots and sacrifice the team. And I think that's kind of the mentality we have in the locker room too. I mean, we were definitely, we're a resilient bunch, and we're going to try and, you know, no matter who it is in the lineup. I mean, Sagi had a big block for us last game on the 5-on-3, or 6-on-5, sorry. And I think up and down, guys have really sacrificed their bodies to try and get that win, you know.
The Oleksiak family is incredibly accomplished athletically. Your sister Penny got a gold, a silver, and 2 bronze in the 2016 Olympics. But now, if you win the Stanley Cup, who has the most talking pride in the family?
I mean, at least until next year's Olympics, I'm not looking that far ahead. I mean, obviously, we got a job to do, but you know, we're always trying to one up each other. I think winning the cup would be great, and all our siblings have a pretty friendly rivalry, and I'm always joking about how Penny has to one up me every time. So, you know, I'm just trying to one up her again, I guess.
Stars defenseman Jamie Oleksiak on with us for a couple of more minutes. I want to talk about your coach, Bones. He's the interim head coach, but it seems like you guys have just, I love his genuine happiness to see you guys succeed. And they've released a couple of videos from behind the scenes, and he's telling you guys you may not ever get to this point again in your lifetime as far as hockey goes, so you have to enjoy it and go out there and do your jobs so you can succeed. It seems like you guys have just rallied around Bones to just talk about his influence and how he's done since he's taken over.
Yeah, I mean, Bonesy, he's been around the game for so long, and he's got so much experience, and he's a very positive guy, and, you know, he wears his heart in his sleeve. And, I mean, again, a guy really easy to play for, and you want to play hard for him, and easy guy to talk to, keeps things very, you know, positive and open, and he's been huge for us this playoffs as well. I mean, you know, he's obviously, it's taking a big risk coming out here. With everything going on, and I think we've appreciated as a group and how much effort he's put into just making sure that we're ready for whatever we face. I think, again, a guy we definitely feed off of, we feed off his energy, and he's been huge for us. So just makes you want to play a little bit harder, right?
Jimmy, I'd like to take you back in your career to one moment, if I could, please. You were first-round draft choice of Dallas, but you never were able to get really regular ice time here. And then the Stars traded you to Pittsburgh in December of 2017, and you signed an extension in Pittsburgh, but then you got hurt, and you were traded back to Dallas. But I just want to ask about that year in Pittsburgh. That established that you could play regular shifts at a high level. So even though it was only a year, that looks to us like a real turning point in your career.
Yeah, that was huge for me in terms of growth. I mean, obviously Pittsburgh had come off of a couple really good seasons and a lot of big names in that locker room, and to be able to get traded there and to play right away, I think it kind of, confirmed a lot of things for me and gave me a lot of experience and a lot of confidence. And I think I just kind of took it and ran. Like I said, I think going in there, I just tried to learn as much as possible off of teams and guys that have won championships. And I've tried to bring that same mentality to Dallas. So I think it was a huge learning experience for me, and you know, I'm just trying to build off of that, like I said.
Well, Jamie, we really appreciate the time. The whole city is behind you. I know it's weird because you guys have been in Edmonton for so long, but everyone's rooting for you. Four more wins. Hopefully you guys can bring home the cup and we can celebrate with you. But best of luck to you, and we look forward to seeing you guys on the ice.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate the call, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
All right, there you go. Go Stars. That's Jamie Oleksiak from the Hub in Edmonton. Awaiting to see who they're going to play in the Stanley Cup Final. You know what? I think I'm going to watch a little bit of that game tonight to see if New York can extend it over Tampa.
You know, Donnie, how weird this season has been. Well, I looked back at the Stars' schedule. Now, this is still the 1920 hockey season, but we're drifting into late September here. This season should have technically ended in early June, Donnie?
Yeah.
Okay. So it has been 224 days since the Stars saw the Islanders and 231 days since the Stars played Tampa.
It's crazy.
Oh, my heavens.
They should be getting themselves ready for training camp right now instead of, you know, gearing themselves up for the Stanley Cup Final. But they made it, and it's almost here. Game 6 of Tampa and New York is tonight, and the Stars await to see who's going to win that.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.